This is KUT. Do you use your phone while you drive? Do you text behind the wheel? Well, if you do, you may need to adjust your behavior soon. Austin already has a ban on texting behind the wheel, but now the city has asked a group of advisors to recommend changes to its distracted driving ordinance. KUT's Joy Diaz reports.
Edward Sledge is safety conscious. That's just the way he's always been.
I picked up a saber saw blade while we were vacationing in Ireland. So I picked it up just because I thought somebody could step on it and cut themselves. I just do that kind of stuff.
Sledge is part of the advisory group that will present some recommendations to the Austin City Council next month. The 71-year-old says his favorite proposal is the hands-free recommendation.
Your GPS needs to be mounted on your car, your windshield or your dashboard or something, hands-free. You don't want to be messing with it. Well, that's not hands-free. If you're changing your location or, you know, your destination or something, that you need to stop to do that.
The idea is to ask City Council to completely prohibit the use of phones while driving. But there will be a provision about allowing drivers to use their phones in case of an emergency. In today's world, where phones are so intrinsically related to every minute of people's lives, Sledge says only tougher laws and stiff penalties stand a chance of reshaping people's behavior behind the wheel. But studies have cast doubt on whether banning mobile phone use does anything at all to curb the problem. Scott Adams is an economist at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He looked at statewide texting bans and found they resulted in a reduction of traffic accidents. But
we only saw the behavior change for a month or two.
After that, Adams says accident levels returned to the same level they were at before the ban was put in place. Joy Diaz, KUT News.